The rest of the story. Werner was summoned to headquarters. He was not told what they wanted. And he had learned in the past that asking questions prematurely could produce undesirable answers, so he would be patient. He would learn soon enough what was expected of him. But he could never have guessed the rest of the story. When he entered the room, all eyes fell upon him. There were polite smiles, calculated compliments. Werner's liquid fuel rockets had proved successful. His was unquestionably the finest mind in his field. Now, how feasible did Werner consider it to design a rocket that could send a man all the way to the moon? Werner stood tall and straight. His blue eyes did not even blink, but behind them brewed a storm of excitement and anticipation. Yes, he said calmly, such a rocket could be designed. After a moment's silence, someone in the room spoke. That's precisely what we want you to do. And thus began one of the most intensive collaborative efforts in the history of aerospace research, led by the handsome scientist uniquely qualified for the task. The days and nights of labor were interminable. They stretched into seemingly endless weeks. Associates watched with awe as Werner calculated the necessary trigonometry in his head as fast as a computer, his colleagues would later remark. And then the designs themselves, thousands of pages of drawings bearing the likeness in every detail of the spacecraft that would go where no one had ever gone before. After an arduous 12-hour day, assistants would fall asleep in their chairs, but not Werner. The Iron Man, as they came to call him, would go on probing uncharted territory with that brilliant brain into the smallest hours of the morning, even unto dawn. In every history book, even brushing the great Second World War, there is a corner reserved for a peerless rocket scientist named Werner von Braun. Werner von Braun. At Peenemünde, in Hitler's Germany, he developed the death-by-airmail technology that trashed London long distance. Indeed, the 3,000 bomb-bearing V-2 rockets that crossed the English Channel to do it, those were his. History also records that von Braun came over to our side, created missile weapons for our army, and yet many years before joining forces with our National Aeronautics and Space Administration, for the purpose of reaching for the stars, the great brain of Werner von Braun was given the task of which you have just learned, to design a rocket that could land a man on the moon. No, not for the United States government. No, not for Hitler's government. But 40 years ago, with the Soviets' own Sputnik still years from reality, before Werner von Braun was even a United States citizen, he, the world's leading rocket scientist, was called upon to dream as never before in preparation for a milestone 1954 missile project. To serve as a rocket designer and creative consultant for a motion picture called Man in Space. At the headquarters, the studios, among the artists of Walt Disney. And now you know the rest of the story.